And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 14th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Edward Estlin Cummings, E.E. Cummings, born Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1894. His father was a professor at Harvard. Cummings grew up in a happy household, he said, a home which the truth of my parents' love made joyous. He graduated from Harvard. He was not a great student. Went down to Greenwich Village to write poetry. His first book came out in 1923, Tulips and Chimneys. Cummings was not happy about the fact that the editor had cut the manuscript down from 152 poems to 66. But his reputation slowly grew. His collected poems came out in 1938. It was a big success, though not such that he was able to support himself. His mother still sent him a check every month to help pay his living expenses. He started giving poetry readings, and he was very good at that. His readings were very popular. He was an energetic reader. He strode around the stage as he spoke. 1957, he read to a crowd of 7,000 in Boston. And by the time he died in 1962, Cummings was the second most widely read poet in America after Robert Frost. It was on this day in 1066, William the Conqueror defeated the English at the Battle of Hastings. He came over from France with 10,000 men to fight Harold II, who was trying to fight off his brother and an army of Vikings. Harold brought his army down to meet Williams. The Normans gathered in position, the archers in front, infantrymen behind, knights in the rear, and they pretended to retreat twice, which lured the Englishmen from their positions, and the Normans then turned and annihilated them. And the Normans moved on to London, where William I was crowned on December the 25th. It's the birthday of Dwight D. Eisenhower, Denison, Texas, 1890, graduated from West Point. He was assigned to train soldiers. He wanted to go overseas to fight in World War I, but it ended a week before he was scheduled to go. In 1939, he was stationed at a base in Louisiana, where he supervised the largest military games ever carried out in this country, which was designed to help prepare for a land war in Europe. And Eisenhower planned the strategy for the invading army. And after Pearl Harbor, he was put in charge of the Allied invasion of Europe. And it's the birthday of the short story writer Catherine Mansfield, born Wellington, New Zealand, 1888. Before she became a writer, she was a wild bohemian in New Zealand, had affairs with men and with women. Catherine Mansfield, who said, "Why be given a body if you have to keep it shut up in a case like a violin?" Here's a poem by E.E. Cummings on his birthday, "Love is More Thicker Than Forget." Love is more thicker than forget, more thinner than recall, more seldom than a wave is wet, more frequent than to fail. It is most mad and moonly, and less it shall unbe than all the sea, which only is deeper than the sea. Love is less always than to win, less never than alive, less bigger than the least begin, less littler than forgive. It is most sane and sunly, and more it cannot die than all the sky, which only is higher than the sky. E.E. Cummings, from his Complete Poems, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.